To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says Colorado will not cooperate with other states' investigations into people seeking abortions. Polis joined Democratic governors in three other states in issuing executive orders on abortion Wednesday. He says Colorado will protect abortion providers here and abortion patients who come from other states where the procedure is illegal. Colorado water leaders have released an updated blueprint on how the state will manage and conserve shrinking water supplies. An analysis from the report finds warmer temperatures and more people means statewide water use in towns, cities, and industry will climb between 35% and 75% by 2050. Matt Lindberg is with the environmental firm Brown and Caldwell. He helped the state update the water plan.
There are a lot of things that water providers throughout the state are doing in order to meet that future need, but more is needed.
The public can comment on the draft plan through the end of September. A final version comes out next year. Denver's STAR program, which redirects low-risk 911 calls to trained health experts instead of police or first responders, has been underway in Denver for 2 years now. A study by Stanford University shows the program has helped reduce crime and save money. Carly Salon works in Denver's 911 call center.
Pretty surprising what folks will call in for. They don't have access to food. They don't have shelter. They don't have a ride somewhere. And I don't think that's what people think of when you typically think of a 911 call. But these are reasons why our community is calling.
The STAR program has responded to nearly 5,000 calls so far. Denver will host a national e-bike trade show in 2023. The city landed a two-year contract to host the convention called E-Revolution. It will be the first national trade show for e-bikes in the U.S. The two-day event is set for next June. This is CPR News and KRCC.